Well, 69 years ago, I was baptized. This is on this day. I was 12 years old. I was taught the truth. I was loved and cared for. And us boys were all being taught. There was a bunch of boys from the church. We were all being taught the truth, and we were baptized. We were much on birthdays. But you know, it's wonderful to be a Christian, to have a corrupt God for your Father. There's no change. He's not confused. He don't like confusion. He likes peace. You know, we've had the same covenant for almost 2,000 years now. So if you're baptized tomorrow, you go through the same procedure that I went through. You got to be immersed. You come up. You've given up your sins. And you're added to the church. The Lord adds you to the church. Man doesn't, but the Lord. And they were done the same way on the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago. So there's no change in this covenant with Christ. It stands pat. It's a closed-in agreement. We can't change it in any way. We don't have the power. We don't have the know-how. They try to change it. You see what's being done now. We're very fortunate. We have stuck with the truth, and we follow this covenant. 1 Corinthians says God is a patient God. Not a God of confusion, or the confusion, but of peace. And when I was baptized, there was two words that I got confused. And there was a big argument over back then, whether you're added to the church or you join the church. Well, I went to law school and I found out that I couldn't join. That would be an amendment. And we would have to change the law. Well, we can't change anything about the law. We can be added to it as an addendum. So we're added to the law. Now, but I don't go the law school route to believe man is God. God said to be added to the church, not joined. He says it three times in Acts. Luke says it three times in Acts. He says it in Acts 1, Acts 2:41, Acts 2:47, and Acts 5:14. People were baptized and added to the church. And in 5:14, it makes you feel good because the fellows were doing their work. Believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. That really makes you feel good to know what these people did for us, brought to us. And as far as adding to anything, God's word, Moses told us Jews a long time ago in Deuteronomy 4:2 and Deuteronomy 12:32 that you couldn't add or take away from the laws of God, the commandments of God. If you do, you're not worshiping God anymore. You're worshiping something not connected to God. You've taken it away, tried to take it away from God. But Christ tells it like it is. If you turn to Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, starting with verse 18, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of the book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book, in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." You know, if you can imagine becoming a Christian, you're an oracle. Like in John 14:18, Jesus said he would leave us as orphans. That there would be someone to take care of us. He left the word. We have the word right here that will take care of us. And we're like orphans. we go along here and we're looking for a home. We hear the word. We're baptized. And then the Lord in his mercy takes us to his family. And we have a home. We have a family. Not for 81 years, but forever. If we get our home in heaven. I can think of nothing better than a father can do for his children. If there's anyone that needs help in any way, let us know. Psalm 237.